Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Coverings, first day of the show in Orlando, and I'm with Armando Caffiera, the director of the Ceramics of Italy Trade Association. Armando, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Kemp, and to all your listeners, it's great to be back at Fall Focus.
So, when did you come over from Italy?
I arrived Sunday afternoon. It's great to have a day to digest the jet lag.
There's been so much uncertainty. I'm surprised the show is actually pretty strong. Are you enthusiastic about what you're seeing here?
I think we are having a great starting day. And as you said, it's a very uncertain time. And I think in an uncertain time, it's good to meet directly. The strong thing about Coverings.
Tell me how the ceramic producers are doing in Italy, especially as it relates to exports to the United States.
Well, we are not living an easy time in general level. Unfortunately, we are still living major international conflicts which are impacting also the European situation. It's an uncertain time also for what it comes to trade relations between US and the European Union. We are working on this. Now the path of negotiation and open talks has come. And I think the perspective will improve with the year going.
The whole global business is in a little bit of a recession. I know that last year, the ceramic imports into the United States, I don't know the specifics for Italy, they were down close to 10%. But I've noticed that in January and February, that they're up considerably. And I guess that's because of fears of a tariff and people pre-buying. Is that correct?
Last year, we did better than the market. As you correctly say, the average market was minus 10%. The Italian data in value was minus 2. And okay. I think it's always good to remember the strong relationship which our companies have built with the American clients is also based on a value which is more or less the double than our competition. That, of course, reflects the investments of our companies.
Let me reiterate what you just said. So total imports from foreign countries was down 10%, and the Italians were only down 2%. That's good to know.
Down 2%, so we did better. The first 2 months, as you say, were positive for the market and also for our exports. I hope it's not only a matter of pre-buying, but there is possibilities. I think what is hampering the whole situation is uncertainties. This is bad for all companies from both sides of the ocean, as much as any trade conflict is hampering the economy, is adding costs for the final consumers. And I hope our administrations on both sides will be able to find a way to limit these barriers.
Well, let me remind the listeners that people are going to buy Italy ceramic tile because of its quality and its distinctiveness, and hopefully the delta between what it used to cost to bring the tile over and what it will cost whenever they decide what that is won't be too much. As you mentioned, let's say it's 10%, which is currently what they're talking about on a tariff. I think that's going to be less of an impact of the fact that the dollar now is worth less now than it was a couple of months ago. And that's going to impact, because when the dollar is worth less, it buys less in Europe, right?
You are absolutely right, Kemp. Another negative factor is that the two elements are combining at this stage. So we have an uncertainty on the exchange rate, which is somehow known. It can happen. And there is the uncertainty on the tariffs. If we settle one, the other will impact us less. But definitely the impact in this first part of the year was considerable, because if I remember correctly, at the beginning of the year, there was more or less $1 for 1 euro, and now it's about 1.14. So definitely it's over 10%.
You were telling me before this interview that the government in Italy are talking to Washington right now and trying to work out the details, and they're putting emphasis on the fact of how important the relations and how we need to eliminate the barriers, right?
Absolutely. Well, of course, the negotiations are done at European level with the U.S. Administration. I think our Prime Minister in a visit to Washington has done a lot to help the dialogue to restore a direct channel between the U.S. Administration and our European institutions. And that also was supported at the recent funeral of Pope Franciscus, where there were a lot of talks going around this very important and solemn ceremony.
I was just with the commercial flooring contractors meeting here in the United States this weekend, and their business is actually doing pretty well. So the commercial side of the business in the market is holding up. It's this third year of lack of housing turnover in the U.S. that's impacting the level of tile that's consumed on the residential side. And we're hoping that by 26, we're going to be on the other side of that.
We read about this solid development in the U.S. market. And of course, we hope and trust that they will continue. Tomorrow in our press conference, we'll award our tile competition the best projects using Italian tiles and slabs. And I must say, I've seen, of course, the projects are winning. They are stunning. They are so beautiful. Our material can provide inspiration for such a beautiful project. So I really trust that the economic circumstances will get better and our respective business will flourish.
I've got to admit, I've been walking the show today, and there's plenty of great ideas for how to make your home beautiful with what you guys make. It's great to be with you and good to see your smiling face. Again, been talking to Armando Caffiera, the director for the Ceramics of Italy Trade Associations, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.